Welcome back to Feeling Inspired. My name is Mahesh and I'm your host. And today's topic is agency. And it's a very, very important concept and it's kind of difficult to really break down. And so that's what I'm going to attempt to do today is try to break this down with the idea and with the hope that it opens up some type of insight for you, and it opens up some type of chamber that kind of helps you think about your life in a little bit of a different way. So the concept of agency is referring to this, in a sense, this feeling that you have the ability to make change in your life. And what I'm talking about in this episode is this feeling that you can approach something that you've never done before and that you have the capacity to bring that new idea into your life, right? So let's say, for example, let's say you're in a situation where you've never been good in like romantic relationships. You know, like let's say you've always really wanted to have a close romantic relationship. The idea here is that it is possible for you to have that. And it doesn't mean that there might not need to be some shifts made. It doesn't mean that you're not going to, like, agency is not like a kind of like grandiose, you know, feeling. Agency is not this feeling like I can do anything. I'm Superman. I can fly, you know. Agency is that I'm approaching something that can be done, and I believe in myself, right? I believe in myself. And it's very interesting when we start unpacking this, right, that we can see the extent that many of us don't believe in ourselves, really. You know? And in a sense, that's kind of sad. You know, it's kind of sad to admit, say, oh, you know what? I don't really trust myself. I don't really trust my abilities. I don't really believe in myself. It's like, whoa, you know, that's kind of intense, right? But when you look at like what's underneath these feelings of, you know, you have people who are looking at this vision for how they want to live for so long, but not able to take a step in that direction, right? And so part of that is that there's not this feeling of agency. There's not a feeling like I could do that, you know? And I think that having that feeling is so amazing, you know? It's so freeing. It allows you to look at something and actually make a decision if you want to pursue it with the belief that you could, you know. It's like the difference between going shopping and feeling like everything, you could buy anything there, and you get to decide what you want to buy, versus going shopping and feeling like you can't buy anything there, and you're just looking, but you couldn't buy something there. And even, it goes even beyond that, that this feeling like I couldn't ever buy something there, versus going in there and with this knowing that I could have anything in here, even if I don't have the money right now, right? Like, even if this jacket is more than I've ever spent on a jacket, I believe that I could theoretically save up enough money and get it. Or I believe that I could purchase it and balance my budget so I'd be cool for the rest of the month. And what if we felt like that about everything, you know? And I think that we can develop agency. Agency is not something that you're born with, you know, necessarily. I think that agency is something that we can develop, you know, over time. I think that part of agency is like we look at something and we set this kind of like, in a sense, these SMART goals, like this little goal, and we work toward it. And it's not just like super easy, but like we look at it, we work toward it, and we achieve it. And then that makes you feel like, oh, wow, okay. I get a little confidence, you know, a little boost. And so anyway, I just wanted to do an episode today about agency. It's something I've been thinking a lot about in my personal life, around, you know, personal and professional, you know, just this feeling. Sometimes I notice it creeping up where I see something that I want to do, see something that I feel called to do. And then it's kind of like this voice saying, oh no, somebody else could do that, but you can't because, and then there's a list of reasons why I can't do something, you know, and it really can kind of mess with me, you know, and it makes me, give up, you know, it makes me give up on a lot of things because of this it's not even if I want it or not. It's this feeling like I can't do it, you know, and so I've been really trying to do some work around this, and I've been processing it and thinking about it. And I think the word that really symbolizes this process that I'm in right now is agency, you know. And language is very powerful, you know. It's like almost like once we can conceptualize something and once we can bring it into the language, sometimes it can really help, you know. It can really help because it goes from this amorphous feeling that's just floating around, and we can just bring it down into a very tangible context for us to, now we can kind of work with it almost like a math puzzle, you know, where it's like, oh, well, now we can see it. And so just calling out that word agency, right? And it's something that I think we could even, you know, pray about or something, you know, please let me, you know, let me develop some agency in my life. You know, it's something that we can ask the universe for. It's something that we can kind of like, you know, we can set it as like a vision for ourselves that, like, you know, over this next year, I want to become like, I want to feel more agency in my life. And I want to feel like I have the ability to make choices in my life. So if I see something and I feel called to do it, I don't have to go into this lengthy process. So that makes me think about this other thing, which is these scenarios, right? Like that it makes sense, right? Like from a, like an evolutionary perspective, that you would run scenarios in your mind when it comes time to making a decision to do something or not, right? And I think it's so much a part of our humanness is to have these scenarios, you know, where if you're about to take a step, or let's say you're jumping over a little hole or something, you're running a scenario. How big is this hole? Do I have the capacity to jump over it? These are very physical things, you know. Am I going to fall in the hole? Do I need to run before I jump? Do I need to jump over this? Could I walk around? Right. So you were like, our brains are so like powerful. We can just run these scenarios. Click, 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 click. Right. It's like, oh, should I do this? Should I not do it? Should I do it? You know, and I think in many ways, like that's an awesome skill and an awesome talent. And it's very helpful in the day to day. The unfortunate part is when it comes to like our dreams, like our longer term visions and dreams, running those scenarios, we run these scenarios before we even have enough information. And they can actually prevent us from even researching something. You know, I mean, how many of you have had something that you were interested in and you couldn't even actually Google it? You couldn't watch a YouTube video on it because these scenarios went in your mind and prevented you from doing that, right? So let's say, for example, it was something that you were excited about, but you were a little afraid, you know, like let's say you wanted to become a race car driver and it was just a hidden fantasy. And or let's say you wanted to ride a motorcycle and it was hidden fantasy. And then when it came time to do that, you know, or like you were like, oh, I want to do that. And then you run this fantasy in a scenario, and then you're like, oh, it's too dangerous, I'm going to die, whatever. So you don't even, you know, you're like, I'm not going to pursue that, you know. Or like, let's say, for example, you're 50 years old and you want to become a medical doctor, or you want to become a lawyer and you're 60 years old, or you want to become a therapist and you're 60 years old. And then you run these scenarios and you start kind of like thinking, oh, well, it's going to take me 3 years and I look for this school and I have my bachelor's degree, but then I have my master's and there's no way I could race because racing families are only like rich people and I couldn't do that. And whatever it is, you know, you kind of run these scenarios and there's not even like the scenarios can prevent you from even literally doing any research. So it's like, let's the agency, that feeling like it's possible for me, right, opens up the ability to like do research, right? So you feel called to do something. You know, I've had just different moments in my life where I've just had these ideas, you know. I saw something where it was like somebody was doing this kind of wilderness coming of age kind of thing. And I was thinking, and I had this idea where I was like, oh, I would like to do something like that. You know, it would be great to like lead something for like, you know, younger boys to kind of like go from like into manhood, you know. And like I had that idea, you know, and I was like, man, you know, I wish I would have had something like that, and I could do that. And then instantly I ran a scenario and I'm like, well, this guy's this, he's in this area, that's why he's able to do it. And like if I tried to do that, nobody would want to do it, and I don't have the skills, and then I would have to hire people, and then I don't know, I've never hired anybody before. Oh man, I'm going to need an LLC, and then taxes, and then how am I going to, you understand what I'm getting at, right? Like the scenario just starts stacking up against you in a way, right? So I'm not even having the option to even ask this person, hey, what does it take to get started in this? Or I can't even Google it, right? I can't even look into it online and read like ways to start a small business or how to advertise a business or, you know, you understand what I'm getting at, right? Like the basics, it's like, give yourself an opportunity. Just give yourself a chance to do a little bit of research before the idea gets completely shut down, right? Oh, I could never do that, right? And understand and recognize that part of that feeling is actually a lack of agency in your life when you don't allow yourself to even think about something. You shut it down, right? One thing I've noticed a lot with children is they're very creative and they think outside the box. One thing I've also noticed with children is you have a lot of adults that want to like brush it off what their ideas are. You know, kids, they have an idea and adults just, you know, whatever. You know, this kid is always talking about whatever. You know, they like to brush it off, you know, or they want to make fun of what a kid's idea is, you know. And I think that's really not cool. You know, I mean, I think it's, like, I understand, like, got to be realistic. Like, that's not a real career. Like, I understand some of that. But I think, like, people who are just, like, really locked in a particular way of being, they think that they have complete control over their life. But on a deeper level, there's actually a lack of agency. Because a lot of those same people have a whole bunch of dreams that whenever those ideas or dreams start to bubble up, they shut it down immediately, right? And the same way that they'll shut a kid down who says something that is not following logic, right? That's not following the concepts that that person, you know, adheres to, right? So I think some of these ideas that we have to be a little careful with whom we share them with, because there's people that are really, like, as we start to get more agency in our life, we have to be a little bit careful, because there's some people who are really living without that sense of agency. And if they see you starting to, like, free that up, and you starting to get a little bit more outrageous, and you starting to have, like, oh, maybe I could live this fantasy, it's going to stir up that, it's going to stir up that adult vibration of, oh, you know, you could never do that, you know, get a job, just get a career, right? So nothing wrong with a career, nothing wrong with the job. I'm just saying that certain times when we share it with people who are also lacking agency, they're going to try to, quote unquote, bring us back to reality. And if our dream is too much in the beginning stages, it's a little fragile. So some of the stuff we have to hold close to the chest, or only share it with other people who are, you know, a little bit more out there, a little bit more different. So I guess my question is, you know, what's something that you're thinking about, you know, that you won't allow yourself to think about, you know, what's something that keeps coming back, but you're not allowing yourself to even really, really think about doing, you know? Like opening a cafe, or doing some type of lesson, or playing an instrument, or writing a book, or gardening, or whatever it is. Like, is there anything that you might be thinking about, but you won't allow yourself to actually think about for real? You know, and is that a lack of agency that's preventing that thought? You know, and how do we work on developing more agency in our life so that you have the option to actually research a little bit and see, is that something that you want to do? After you do more research, you might realize, oh, I don't want to do it. But it's not going to be shut down before you even got to learn about it. So that's it for today. It's all about the agency. You know, I want to have more agency in my life, and I want you to have more agency in your life, because I think that is just, that's part of freedom. That's part of being free. Thank you for listening.